The Book of Exodus, Chapter 11. And Yahweh said to Moses, "Yet one plague more I will bring on Pharaoh and on Egypt. Afterward he will let you go from here. When he will let you go, he will surely thrust you out from here altogether. Speak now in the ears of the people, and let them ask every man of his fellow man, and every woman of her fellow woman, jewels of silver and jewels of gold." And Yahweh gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Moreover, the man Moses was very great in the land of Egypt, in the sight of Pharaoh's slaves, and in the sight of the people. And Moses said, "Thus says Yahweh, about midnight I will go out into the midst of Egypt, and all the firstborn in the land of Egypt will die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sits on his throne, even to the firstborn of the female slave who is behind the mill, and all the firstborn of cattle. And there will be a great cry throughout all the land of Egypt, such as there has not been, nor will be any more. But against any of the sons of Israel will not a dog move his tongue, against man or beast, that you may know how that Yahweh does make a distinction between the Egyptians and Israel. And all these slaves of yours will come down to me, and bow themselves down to me, saying, 'You get out, and all the people who follow you.' And after that I will go out." And he went out from Pharaoh in hot anger. And Yahweh said to Moses, "Pharaoh will not listen to you, that my wonders may be multiplied in the land of Egypt." And Moses and Aaron did all these wonders before Pharaoh. And Yahweh hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he did not let the sons of Israel go out of his land.